Good morning, and welcome to Tech News Briefing, your daily dive into the most compelling stories shaping our digital world. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today with all the in-depth analysis is our expert reporter, Arohi. Before we dive into today's headlines, let's mark an interesting moment in tech history. On this date, March 30th, back in 1981, the world got its first taste of truly portable computing with the introduction of the Osborne 1. Weighing in at 24 pounds, it wasn't exactly featherlight, but it started a revolution that would eventually put powerful computers in our pockets. Today, we're tracking everything from the latest in AI's evolving landscape to critical cybersecurity alerts and groundbreaking biotech advancements. We're drawing from top sources like Hacker News, MIT Technology Review, TechCrunch, and many more, to bring you a comprehensive look at the stories that matter. Let's jump right in. Arohi, a lot of discussion around the future of AI and the potential for a bubble burst. What are we seeing there?
Absolutely, Arjiv. It's a significant conversation. Martin Volpe's blog post, How the AI Bubble Bursts, has sparked considerable debate. While some argue that current valuations are unsustainable and we're seeing speculative excesses, others believe the foundational shifts AI brings justify the investment. Hacker News users are split, some comparing it to the dot-com era, others highlighting AI's more substantial technological underpinnings. The question is less if it bursts, but how it corrects.
So, against this backdrop of potential economic volatility, how are mathematical methods and human thought adapting to this rapidly evolving AI landscape?
That's a crucial counterpoint. A new paper on Archive explores precisely that. The interplay between mathematical rigor and human intuition in the age of AI. It emphasizes that while AI excels at data processing, human thought, particularly abstract reasoning and ethical considerations, remains indispensable for guiding its development. The article suggests AI should augment human intellect, creating a symbiosis where complex problems are tackled through computational power and human ingenuity. It's about leveraging AI as a powerful tool.
That makes sense. Speaking of AI tools, one that generated a lot of buzz was OpenAI's Sora, their text-to-video generation tool. But now we're hearing about its shutdown. What's behind this sudden move?
Yes, the shutdown of Sora, just 6 months after its public release, has certainly raised eyebrows and initiated a broader conversation about AI video's future. TechCrunch reports that while it could be standard corporate strategy, it also prompts questions about a potential broader pullback on AI-generated video. There are two main theories emerging. One, as TechCrunch also explored, is the possibility of it being an elaborate data grab, given that users were invited to upload their own faces, which could have privacy or intellectual property concerns OpenAI wasn't prepared for on a large scale. Another theory suggests the technology wasn't ready for widespread, responsible public deployment, perhaps due to issues with generating consistently high-quality or non-controversial content. It's a reality check for the sector.
A fascinating turn. Despite these uncertainties, we're still seeing massive investment in AI infrastructure. Mistral AI, for example, is making big moves.
Absolutely. Mistral AI, the European generative AI powerhouse, just secured an impressive $830 million in debt financing. This substantial capital injection is earmarked for setting up a brand new data center near Paris, with operations expected to begin by the second quarter of 2026. This move highlights intense demand for computational resources to train and deploy sophisticated AI models, indicating the fundamental infrastructure build-out for AI is still in full swing, a clear signal of long-term commitment.
And it's not just data centers. We're seeing significant investment in specialized AI hardware as well.
Correct. AI chip startup Rebellions, a challenger to NVIDIA's dominance, has just raised a hefty $400 million in a pre-IPO round, valuing the company at $2.3 billion. They're specifically designing chips for AI inference, which is the process of running an AI model to make predictions or decisions. This funding underscores the belief that specialized hardware is essential for efficient AI deployment, moving beyond general-purpose GPUs. Rebellions plans to go public later this year, indicating strong investor confidence.
Efficiency in computing seems to be a recurring theme. What about companies addressing the current GPU shortages and soaring cloud costs?
That's where ScaleOps comes in. They've just closed a $130 million funding round to tackle precisely those issues. ScaleOps aims to improve computing efficiency by automating infrastructure in real time, directly addressing the GPU shortages and the escalating costs associated with AI workloads in the cloud. Their solution promises to optimize resource utilization, helping companies run AI models more cost-effectively and efficiently, critical as AI adoption scales.
And as AI floods software development with code, ensuring that code actually works must be a growing challenge.
It absolutely is, and Codo is stepping up to meet it. They've raised $70 million for code verification, betting that as AI-generated code becomes ubiquitous, the real bottleneck will be ensuring its quality, security, and functionality. Kodo's technology aims to automate the rigorous testing and verification process, minimizing bugs and vulnerabilities introduced by AI-assisted coding. This investment highlights a crucial emerging market. Tools that ensure the reliability and trustworthiness of AI-generated content, not just in text or video, but in foundational software.
Fascinating. And on a more theoretical side of AI, what about the Hamilton-Jacobi-Bellman equation and its role in reinforcement learning?
This one delves into the mathematical foundations. A recent post on Donnie2442's blog explores the Hamilton-Jacobi-Bellman equation, linking it to both reinforcement learning and diffusion models. It's a deep dive into how continuous control problems can be solved, providing a theoretical framework for understanding optimal control policies in dynamic systems. Essentially, it helps AI agents make optimal decisions in complex environments. This academic exploration is vital, underpinning many advanced AI applications, particularly in robotics and autonomous systems, showing theoretical bedrock continues to advance.
Moving from the purely digital to the biological, the biotech sector is making incredible strides, especially with concepts like digital twins of humans. Arohi, tell us about Mantis Biotech.
Mantis Biotech is really pushing the boundaries here. They're tackling medicine's data availability problem by creating digital twins of humans. They achieve this by taking disparate data sources, think genomic data, physiological readings, behavioral patterns, and synthesizing them into comprehensive datasets. These digital twins represent an individual's anatomy, physiology, and even behavior, offering a powerful new way to model disease, test treatments, and personalize healthcare without risking actual human subjects. It's a truly revolutionary approach to medical research and personalized medicine.
And staying in the realm of groundbreaking and somewhat controversial biotech, we've heard whispers about a startup called R3 Bio. What's the story there?
R3 Bio, a stealthy startup based in Richmond, California, has finally emerged from secrecy with some truly astonishing claims. They've reportedly raised significant funding to create non-sentient monkey organ sacs as an alternative to traditional animal testing. What's even more striking is their earlier, unpublicized pitch for brainless human clones, or full-body replacements, aimed at longevity research. Investors like billionaire Tim Draper and Singapore-based Immortal are involved. It's a field fraught with ethical considerations, but they maintain these creations would be non-sentient and offer unprecedented research opportunities.
And this isn't just a niche story, is it? MIT Technology Review is covering it as well.
That's right. MIT Technology Reviews, the download, newsletter highlighted R3 Bio's revelations, framing it alongside another medical breakthrough, the first uterus kept alive outside a body. Both stories underscore the rapid advancements and the profound ethical questions emerging from modern biotechnology. The discussion around R3 Bio focuses on the implications of creating such complex biological constructs and the fine line between scientific advancement and potential societal concerns. It's definitely a story to watch closely as the regulatory and ethical debates unfold.
From biological ethics to digital policy, the intersection of new tech and existing regulations is always a hot topic. Philadelphia courts are taking a stand on smart eyeglasses. What's the rationale?
Philadelphia courts are set to ban all smart eyeglasses, including devices like Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses, starting next week. The core concern revolves around privacy and integrity in the courtroom. These devices, capable of discreetly recording audio and video, pose a significant risk to confidentiality and could be used to improperly document proceedings, witnesses, or jurors. It's a proactive measure by the judiciary to prevent potential misuse of technology that blurs the lines between personal use and evidentiary integrity, and we can expect other jurisdictions to follow suit.
A clear example of policy catching up with personal tech. And on the cybersecurity front, we have an urgent alert regarding a critical flaw.
Indeed, an urgent alert for anyone using F5 Big IP products. Hackers are now actively exploiting a critical vulnerability in these systems. Bleeping Computer is urging users to patch immediately. This flaw could allow attackers to execute arbitrary code or gain unauthorized access, posing a severe risk to network infrastructure. It's a reminder that even widely deployed enterprise hardware can have critical vulnerabilities that require prompt attention from IT departments to prevent widespread compromise. Timely patching is paramount here.
The startup world continues its relentless pace of innovation and funding. Arohi, tell us about StarCloud and their ambitious plans.
StarCloud is generating a lot of buzz. They've raised an impressive $170 million in Series A funding, with the bold vision of building data centers in space. This makes them the fastest Y Combinator startup to achieve unicorn status, reaching a $1 billion valuation just 17 months after their demo day. The concept is to leverage the unique environment of space for computing, potentially offering advantages in latency, security, or even energy efficiency. It's an incredibly ambitious project, highlighting the frontier-pushing nature of some current tech investments.
From space-bound data centers to terrestrial acquisitions, Uber is making moves in the luxury mobility sector.
That's right. Uber is expanding its premium offerings by acquiring Berlin-based startup Blacklane. Blacklane has been a significant player in the high-end chauffeur service market, having raised over $100 million from investors like Mercedes-Benz and Sixt. This acquisition is a notable exit for Blacklane and allows Uber to bolster its elite and luxury transportation services, catering to a more discerning clientele and expanding its footprint beyond traditional ride-sharing. It's a strategic move to diversify their mobility portfolio.
Shifting gears to more personal tech, many of us rely heavily on our laptops. What's the latest on MacBook keyboard issues?
It's a frustrating issue that many MacBook users can relate to. A recent blog post detailed the insanely expensive cost of fixing a broken MacBook keyboard, often requiring a full top case replacement because the keyboard is integrated with the battery and trackpad. This design choice, while perhaps streamlining manufacturing, leads to exorbitant repair costs for what might seem like a minor component failure. It highlights Apple's long-standing design philosophies and the impact on consumer repairability and expenses.
And for macOS users looking to optimize their experience, there's a new utility making waves.
Yes, Ghostmoon.app is being hailed as the Swiss Army knife for the macOS menu bar. It offers a suite of handy utilities and quick toggles directly from your menu bar, from system monitoring to custom shortcuts and window management tools. It aims to declutter the desktop and provide quick access to frequently used functions, enhancing productivity for macOS users. It's a great example of how third-party developers continue to innovate and fill gaps in operating system functionality.
Moving to autonomous vehicles, we've seen a lot of advancements, but also some unexpected challenges. What happens when a robotaxi needs help?
It's a fascinating scenario TechCrunch Mobility recently explored, when a robotaxi has to call 911. While autonomous vehicles are designed to operate independently, unforeseen circumstances, anything from minor fender benders to getting stuck in unusual situations, can still require human intervention, including emergency services. The article discusses the protocols and challenges involved when these vehicles, devoid of a human driver, need to communicate with emergency responders, highlighting the complex integration required for truly widespread autonomous mobility. It's a reminder that even advanced AI systems sometimes need human assistance.
Finally, Arohi, let's end with a look back. The aesthetic of retro demo scene graphics is quite unique. What's the curious case there?
It truly is. The curious case of retro demo scene graphics delves into the artistic and technical ingenuity behind the stunning visuals created by the demo scene community, often on limited hardware. These graphics, produced using sophisticated algorithms and clever tricks rather than large image files, are a testament to creative problem-solving. The article explores how this blend of mathematical precision and artistic vision influenced early computer graphics and continues to inspire digital artists today, showcasing the enduring appeal of pushing technological boundaries with minimal resources.
Arohi, that was a truly comprehensive rundown of today's essential tech news. Thank you for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
And before we sign off, here's a quick, surprising tech fact for you. You might think computer viruses are a relatively modern phenomenon, but did you know the first computer virus, known as Elk Cloner, was written in 1982? It was created by a 15-year-old for Apple II systems and spread via floppy disks, displaying a short poem on affected screens. It wasn't malicious in the modern sense, more of a prank, but it pioneered a whole new world of digital threats. That's all for today's tech news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights and updates from the world of technology. Until then, have a fantastic day.